רבי יוסי חזן.
Good morning. We find ourselves Erev Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av, and every Erev Rosh Chodesh Bechlal is a Yom Skula, a Nitz Rotsen, time of Tefillah, of Cheshvan HaNefesh. Allah has come with a Kama Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av. Kiyodua, the Gemara tells the story of how Reb Shua ben Levi met Eliyahu HaNavi, and he told Mashiach is on the gates of Rome, amongst the Aniyim, and he went to see him, and he asked him, Amos HaKosimar, when are you coming? And he said, Hayoyim. And after the day passed, disappointed, he goes back to him, and he says, Hayoyim im bekoilis ishmo. And to have his Yisrael a vision that says, Amoyri tikavor, tishmo is gimatria rish chodesh of. Which is also begimatria ezrof. And therefore Chazal say on the pasuk in the Gemara Bracha is for ichamti eis asher arachem afal pishen yehogur afal pishen kedai. Arachem says the Havas Yisrael is nutrikun roish chodesh menachem of, which means it's a gewaldige day of skula to achieve things. Befrat, it says in Sforam Akoshim, the only yortzeit you find in all of Torah is repeated in Chukas, but repeated in this week's parsha with the date. Is v'shchoydesh menachem ov is the stalkus the lulav of Aaron Kahane Kaddish, and gufa in this week's parasha, which is always read, b'smichas to v'shchoydesh ov, we speak about the laws of an ir miklot, where a person a makenefesh b'shgogo goes for sanctuary as a refugee, as a fugitive. How long do you stay in the ir miklot ad mois koyin gol? Say the tzaddikim, that therefore when it comes to the yortzeit, the lulav of Aaron HaKohen, the mois koyim gadol, it's a skula that Eden should get out of the ir miklot, which is otherwise known as gols. Ulahoyer, just parenthetically, the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Melachim, when he deals with geula, that the Lashon HaMelech HaMashiach osed lamed v'lahachzir malchus beis David liyoshna, and he brings rayas, and then he says in Halacha afterwards, what is the Iker Raya of Bias HaMashiach? I mean, the Leviim are full of it, the Rambam says. But in the Torah, the fact that the post, the Torah says, V'im Yarchav Hashem es Gevulcha, V'yasavta Lecha Oyit Shalosh Arim, that after, when the Eibishter will give us the three extra nations, Keni, Kinezi, V'kadmoini, you'll have mitzvah in the Torah to add three more, there'll be a sum total of nine Orei Miklot. V'leitziv HaKadosh Baruch Hu Latoyu, is the Charaya, right? Why does the Rambam have to add this Raya? The Rebbe once explained, I explained it many times. The others are Nevi'us. So sometimes you have a Nevi'us, which is not Niskayim, but Pashtus, it's Niskayim, whatever. But here it becomes a Chelik from Mitzvah Satoiro, which Layachlef Akel Dosoi. The Nitzchias, the Pashtus, the Toikiv, in something which is a Chelik of Mitzvah Satoiro. So the charaya, the tkifus of emunah in a yid, in geula in Melech HaMashiach, stems from parshas Ori Miklot, and there's nothing in Torah which is accident. In the charaya, I thought to myself that if one harvests and understands the lesson that one can derive from the halachas of Ori Miklot, there's his oiras for us in our avodah of the 9 days of Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av, of bringing geula to ourselves and to Kol Yisrael. Behektim. I wanted to appear a lumdish shir today, but I got involved in just the preparation of the beginning. So I was looking up the Gemara, and I noticed it just jumped out of the page, Daf Yud and Makis, also give Ari Miklut, that the Gemara has three Maimori Chazal, which seem to be superficially three disparate, separate in Yonim, but the fact that there's one after the other, there must be, since everything was, when Rav Ashi wrote the Gemara, it wasn't a cut and paste job, plus. There's obviously a tam pnimi, a thread, a cord that unites all the seder in Chazal. Let's go through the Gemara. First, halacha the Gemara says, Tanya, Matoma, Talmud shegolam megalin Rabbi Yimin. If a student, a disciple, was makenevish b'shgoga, he goes into Golus, you could force this Rebbe to go with him. Because it says, v'chai, and ovid lehi midin to heavy lechayus. He has to live. How can he live without his Rebbe? So you have to... V'hu adin ipchus, says the Gemara, if the Rebbe is Gola, it's Megalon Yeshivas, he brings the whole Yeshiva. That's one. Point number two, Omar of Tanchum Bar Chaniloi, Neymaz Zocher Uven, Limon Meizvat Solotchil. I'll soon explain what this means. Why was Reuven, when we reckon the Orei Miklot and Eivir HaYarden, we start reckoning from Betzer Bamidbar, which is in the Chelik of Reuven? Because when it came to saving Yisuf HaTzadik, the brothers wanted to kill him, Reuven was the one, right? And therefore, we start off with Reuven. What's the kasha? Why did we start Reuven? The simple pshat is the Mashal says Al-Azhar, because you look in Yeshua in Kapitel Chof, right? It deals with Ari Miklet, Parichas. When we're dealing with Eretz Yisrael proper, only Lashon HaPasuk, Vayakdishu is Kedesh Begalil Behar Naftoli. They started with north. Then you go to Shechem Behar Ephraim, and then Kiryas Arba Chevron, which is Behar Yehud. So we're going from north to south. So the Chura, if you're dealing now and mentioning the three in Eivar HaYarden, you should also go the same way. North of the Gemara says they were all like Keshuras Bekeret. So why, when it comes to the mentioning in Yeshua, the order of the Ari Miklat and Eivar HaYarden, you start from Yehuda and you work your way from Dorim to Tzofen? That was the question of the Gemara. We started with Reuven, Sholei Kaseder, because Reuven was Pasach Batzol Tzchi. Others for him say that when we reckon in the Torah, in Parshas Chana, what Moshe Rabbeinu did, he again starts from Reuven. I don't know which way Moshe was standing, but the Gemara says in Yuma Daf Chav Ches, called Pina Shatapoina El Tel Yamin. I don't know the Cheshbin, but therefore he should have started from north and work his way south. Is the Charaya, there's a reason Dafka to start from Reuven. Simple reason, it says in Sforim, because why did you need, you don't got to be a genius to work out, that for 9.5 tribes you had 3 Ori Miklot in Eretz Yisrael Gufa, and in Eivar HaYarden you had 3 Ori Miklot for 2.5 tribes. So the Gemara says, Gilad Shechichir, so Gilad is up north. So if the whole time you needed 3 Ori Miklot in Transjordan, was only what? For Gilad, so start with Gilad. Why did you start with Reuven? Is a charaya that Reuven was Pasach Batzolotchit. Yeah, fine. The third then statement, Dorash Rav Simloi, says in Pasuk in Parshas Veschanon, Oz Yavdil Moshe. Moshe divides the 3 Ari Miklot. Mizrach Hashemesh, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Hazrach Shemesh Lerotzu. Help, assist, give aid to the Rotzu. Help them. Another version, Ikud Amrei, Hizrach to Shemesh Lerotzu. The Eibishter gave Moshe Yashir Koyach, the off his own bat. He already was Mafrish and Mavdil. He then designated the 3 Ari Miklot in Eivriyad. Then the Gemara continues, Dorash Rav Simoi, May Dirsiv Oyiv Kesef Leizba Kesef, someone who loves money is never satiated. Omar Zemish Rabbeinu Shayedeya She'ein Sholosh Orim Shav Eivriyadin Koltis, actually Nifchu Sholosha Beshaberet Kanaan, right? The 3 Ori Miklat that Moshe Rabbeinu was mafresh, that he designated. I don't know exactly what it means. I don't know also, but the Kodesh Baruch Hu also didn't know. Inshallah, Jehovah Zivri has it. I don't know exactly what it means to consecrate. I'm not sure. Whatever it is, the 3 Ori Miklat in Eretz Yisrael were not operative until in Ariyad. Were not operative until, this itself is Machlokes Mefarshim Yishalmi, whole geshef, until either you separated the 3 Ari Miklat in Eretz Yisrael Gufa, or until they were operative. In other words, it's all or nothing. All 6 are working, or none are working. So what in the world is Moshe Rabbeinu doing in spending all this time and effort and energy in being mafresh and being mavdil, these 3 Ari Miklat in Eivar HaYarden, if they're not going to work anyway until he's doing a half a mitzvah, which is garnished, which is not working? It's going to, we have to wait till Kibush V'chil Ransamaisa, right? Hold on, this, right? Asher Alkein is the Karaya that Moshe Rabbeinu said, right? That mitzvah, Shabol Yaldi Akai Men, let me chaparayin what mitzvah I could do now. So Moshe is an Uyiv Kesef Liz Bekesef. Right? 3 wonderful statements, what in the world is one? One is Talmud Shagolam Megalan Rabbi Imoy V'Ipcha. The other is, the second is, why the order? Because Reuven pasach tchila, and the third is that Moshe was an oyev kesef. He was mishtuikit to do mitzvahs. What is the? So I thought to myself, mishugisi Hashem atel yachaper. But the emes, but I'm saying each shtickel anyway is emes. Behet. I once heard from my rebbe, my rosh shiva, going ha'adir Reb Pinchas Hirschberg. He said a moire dikavort. Mamish, he used to kachin this part with a slavos. He once went into the Brisker Rav. angeschmiesen, all Schas. So he was a very, he's a Galatian, a pill. So he once asked him, he asked the Brisker Rav as a kash. He asked the Brisker Rav, everyone knows the opening Mishnah of Masech Temakas. The Edom Anu Bishploini Shechayev Liglis. Two Edom say, Yankel Ben Tadris killed someone Bishgo. He's there for Chayev to run to an Ir Miklut. And then they're found to be an Edom Zoymimim. Iman Oyisa. Ein Oymrim Shechayim Yigul. We don't say they go into Golos, El or what? Loika Arboi. What is the reason the Gemara says? Vehu Yonus El Echo the Oramael. He. Who? Who Veloisim? So the Gemara. Asked Rav Hirschsprung a Moiri Tik Akash. I'm sure you could answer this in 101 other ways. But Rav Hirschsprung asked the Griz as Ashayu. The Gemara said that the foul before deals with Me'idim on a Buddhist Planishu Ben Gerushim Mechalutza. Two witnesses who are also Kahana. Say, Mr. Cohn, he's a disqualified Kohen. He's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. His mother was a Grusha Chalutza, married a Kohen. Ein Oimrim, that they become a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, Ela Likarbuin. How do you know? Because it says in Pulse, the Gemara says, Vasisem, Loi Kasha Zomam, Loi Velei Lazari. If you're going to apostle them and make him into a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, you're going to affect not only him, but it's going to have consequences regarding the status of his children. So Loi Velei Lazari. Asked Rav Hirschsprung to the Griz, Amur Digakasha. Uy Bazoi, the Gemara could have answered, what is the reason that when the witnesses say that the Chaver is Chayev Liglois, that they don't go into Golos? They could have said, the Gemara says later on Daf Yud, we just said, that Talmud Shegolo Megal and Rabbi Imay. So why can't the Gemara Darshin Loi Veloi L'Rabbi? Was it the Rebbe Shulzik as they got a Talmud who's a Tzarizayach? You can answer this in 100 ways. That's a for people at the Galatian Kash. The Brisker Rav, the Griz, answer. You could, I can't explain how the sharp kite of this word. Rav Hirschsprung used to go crazy about this word. He said, a father and a son, at the end of the day, you give your child a birthday present and you whatever, and you so on. But the father and the son are two separate diseases. A Rebbe and a Talmud, and the Talmud and the Rebbe are one goof, they're one person. You could say, loy, veloy, to your bank manager. Loy, veloy, to your gabbai in the shul. Or, loy, veloy, the rabbi. The rabbi is part of loy. And when the Hirschsprung came out from the Brisker Rav, he told them with this word, this Talmidim. They should understand what it means to be a Talmud, what it means to be a Rav. And they said, azav vort, pas for achsidish Rebbe. What's achsidish Rebbe? Right? Be'emes, it's a Rambam. Yeah? The Rambam in Perek Zayin of Hilchus Ritzeach, when he brings this halacha, the Megal and Rabbi Imo, he says, and vice versa, V'chaye balei toira u'mevaksheho, V'chayim of a balteira, which is the Rav, as Rav Nosson Gestetten learned, u'mevaksheho is the Talmud u'some, b'li Talmud toira k'misa chashu. Without toira, you're dead. So since the Rav is the one who gives you chayis, so the Rav and the Talmud is one chetz, one mitzvah. You don't understand why I'm the slave and I'm Isa, because when a Hirschsprung said, you have to understand who a Hirschsprung was. Azak, a person who lives, ki heim chayenu v'irich yamneinu v'amnega yamu v'alaylo ki pshutay. You don't see by other people. I once, I'm just Derech Agav, mentioned, Zeich HaTalag Lebrocha, I once was given to be Malavir of Chaim Kreiser, the Rav of Antwerp, Zeich HaTalag Lebrocha. He asked me, I was a bacher, talking and learning. So he asked me, whom are you learning? That's about a Hirschsprung. Chad Bidur. Once he was schmoozing with a Hirschsprung, you can imagine two people of G'dayle HaBekim, Shas, Babli, El Ho. Afterwards, he says to the Hirschsprung, it's kosher, very schwer for me to leave. I can't take leave of you. He said, why can't you take leave of me? So Rav Chaim Kreiser, also very sharp, he said, Pasha, the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Lamed Aleph, Al Yipoter Odom Michaveiro El Mitoich Dvar Haloch. The Gemara says in Erev in Daf Samach Talib, Rav Abba Bar Shumani, Rav Menasya Bar Birmi Midifta, Hadakam Fatre, Mehadolde, Mavarta, the Nohar Yufti. They were taking leave of it, had to part ways. On a bridge, right? Omre, they said, Kol Chad Minan, name a milsa de leshama lechavre. we're going to each say a dvar halacha that the other one doesn't know, and the mitachach, as the Gemara says, a chrei. Right? Is the chrei not just something you have to say a dvar halacha that the other one doesn't know? So I can't find anything you don't know. And they bring a similar story happened that Reb Meir Arik and Reb Yosef Engel, two people, both Rashke Bahagin, Sarah Teira, Kola Teira, they're both short of Chassidim. So Reb Meir Arik had to leave him. So he went to Reb Yosef Engel, who was his Yedid, who was a Yedid Nefesh, to say goodbye. So he said to Reb Meir Arik, said as Chumsuifer says, Mituich Tvar Alocha, Lipot, Mituich Tvar Alocha, is Prat. One should ask the other one a kasha, and the Ravaila, the other, the Nifter, will now think about the kasha that his Chaver asked. So he'll be thinking about his friend who asked him this kasha. So Reb Meir Arik asked Reb Yosef Engel to ask him a kasha that he could meditate, contemplate about. So Reb Yosef Engel, Mineyu Bey, asked him, told him, the kasha is the kosha like Ridach. That's my kasha. He said, these are not just people who are throwing around havrokis, you know, like little rabbinic jokes. When you see a person whose teirosay unnosay, his mamish teira is his chayas, to leave, take leave of such a person is taka kosha like pridascha. Anyway, nachzul nineinu. This is not what the Rambam said about tachos ba'almo. That the chay bohem, right? The chay is the Torah. There's a Gemara in Zvochim, Daf Yud Gimel, that Reb Tarfin said to Rabbi Akiva, although he's much older, Reb Tarfin, he says to Rabbi Akiva, "Beloshna ze omroloi." This is the Loshna Reb Tarfin said to Rabbi Akiva, "Akiva kol apirish mimcha ki pirish michayv." Literally, separating from you is separating from life itself. This applies to the Talmud's attitude toward the Rav, and Ipcha Rav Shagol Megalon Yeshivasi Imay. I've said many, many times, Reb Chaim Shulevitz says, I've said this hundreds of times. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia Daf Pei Dalid that Chol Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan Asharfa Vort, and Rish Lakish, his brother-in-law, his Talmud, right, passed away. When Rabbi Yochanan heard that Rish Lakish passed away, Shof Midaitzi, he went, lost his mind, and the Rabbanan, Boy Rabbanan Rachme, and he left the world. Who is Rabbi Yochanan? The Gemara says in Brachos Daf Hei, when he went to a base oval, he would take out a bone, a tooth, Dein Garmo Dasirobir. A person could bury B'mo Yod of 10 children. And he's Makabal Yisurim of the Eibish Bahavo, Dein Garmo Dasirobir. At the child. A Talmud, Shof Midaiti. Is the Chalaya, the Kesher of a Rav and a Talmud, both ways around, is Nif Haflu Vafel. That's the first mind. Talmud Shagola, Rav Shagola, the connection is, because that is his chayis, that is his life, that's who he is. Next statement. Why was Reuven Zicha Latzola Tchila? Because he was the one who, Pasach Batzola. What does that mean? What is this word over and over, Tchila? It's not the, every school child knows, it's not the only time vis-a-vis Reuven's Hatzola of Yosef. The only time we did the Chazal, which everyone knows because every Rav and Shabbos Shuvah Drashas use it, right? When the Medrash says that when Reuven went l'sak l'chazal l'sak kosei l'tanisoi, so the Rabbeinu Shalom said me oylam lechoto odam lefonai v'osot tshuva va'ato posachto b'tshuva tchila. Chayecha on your life, sheben bincha oimed peseach b'tshuva tchila, shenemar Hishaya, who's an enakel of Reuven, says, shuva Yisrael ad ha-shamlich. Again, over and over and over, 3-4 times, gratuitously, l'chura, Chazal using the word, peseach b'tshuva tchila. Over and above the fact that all the mafarshim, everybody, who, and everyone shtelzach on this medrash, Reuven was the first person in history ever to do tshuva. I seem to remember Adam Arishin did tshuva, and Kayin did tshuva. So what's this Reuven? The Reuven was Pasach b'tshuva tchil. Behektim, a medrash, I've said this medrash a billion times here. Famous Chazal, the medrash Pliya. V'shosh senisrifu nodav aviyu, nodav aviyu died, right? Omru malachi asharus, v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Im kein lo makaros asayam. If you killed Nadav Aviv, so why in the world did you split the sea? Heishivu sarfei moraim hashiveinu Hashem elecho v'nashuva chadish yameinu kikem. I've said this numerous times. There's a sefer I have from a Satmir in German in Williamsburg called Deirish Meinim, 80 Mahalchim in this Medrash. Gival. So one of the Mahalchim he used, a very simple Mahalch. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daphne Beis, what was the chet of Nodav Aviyu? Moshe and Aaron are walking in front, Nodav Aviyu behind, Kol Yisrael behind them. And Nodav told Aviyu, Emos Ayamusu, Shnei Zekeinam Alolu, Vaniva Aton, Nenaig Es Hadur. Right? Where will be their successors, their heirs? Omer, Akot Le'akadosh Baruch Hu, Nira Mikoy Verasmi. We're going to see how things play out. Who's going to bury who? Ask the Chido in Pesach, and really everybody, right? Oy bazoi, Nodav spoke to Aviv. Malsa Yamusus Kainam Alol. Oy bazoi, who sinned here? Nodav. Was that the usual? Befrat the Girsus Hamedish and Vikarabo. Neither Nodav told Aviv, neither Aviv told Nodav. They were Mahar her believing. So they were punished for Machshava. Why should they be punished? Machshava, there are various reasons, but the simple reasons for him say, since the Eibishter, the Gemara Kiddushin, the Eibishter is Mashva, Kovid of a Ve'imoy, on Kvid Rabbi, the Kvid Hamokim, right? A person who, by Avedizorah, the Matvoysis, by Israel, believe in the Gemara Kiddushin, the Eibishter punished the person for Machshavaro, so too for the Hepech of Kibud of Eim, or Kibud Arav, even for Machshava Yerushaldik, and therefore Nodav Avi were bumped off because so far so good. The same thing, say this form, all this form, I'm not time to tell you all who's who, but that was why the Shvatim were Dan Yosef to Misa, because they held, he had these funny dreams of the Shemesh and Yareach, his father and his mother and all the other 11 siblings are bowing down to him. Now the Gemara says a person doesn't dream only what is Bahara by day. Is the Chraya he has hearer of against the Rebbe Yankiv, against the father Yankiv, etc., etc. Is the Chraya Shuldik, to which Reuven held, no, a person is not culpable for the world of thought. Therefore Reuven tried to save him. Now, Behekdim, let's have a bit of a Polish cup for you. Chazal say, the two major reasons that the Yidin went into Golos Mitzrayim, we went of two Mahalach, the two basic reasons. One is a punishment, a kapara for Bechiras Yosef, which L'chur L'fizeh makes the form in a variety of ways. Therefore, how long Bepoil were Yidin in Mitzrayim? 210 years. Either because the Zohar says there were 10 Shvatim, and they were, each one caused Yankiv to be separated from his beloved Ben Zkunim for 22 years. 22 times 10 is 220. The fact that they were living in Mitzrayim and they died, whatever, prematurely, that took away 1 year of whatever. So 220 minus 10 is 210. Why? Okay, whatever. Another cheshbon is they were putting him in the Shem Eker, which is 21. 21 times 10 is 210. That's why Moshe thought they were putting him a Shem Avai. And therefore he said by the snare, the part of Ayara Hashem ki sor lira is Moshe to make a cheshbon of 260. Aber v'emes at the tonet mechiris Yosef, and therefore the sachakol is what? Tutcha. There's various, I'm going to go through, various cheshbonis, but that all makes sense if Golos Mitzrayim was the Avera of mechiris Yosef. But what if you learn that the Iker, the Golos Mitzrayim, was because Avram Avinu sinned in questioning Bameh Eidok Yerushalayim? And therefore, right afterwards, the Ebrish gave the Brisbane Absorim and said, Yodoya Teidak, Arba Me Yerushalayim. So then the Yam has a good taina by the Yam, why should I split? You're here 190 years too early, go back. Where you came from? Come back in 190 years? Nervos. The Malachim held. Some of the reason is Mechiras Yosef. They completed the Tikkun of Mechiras Yosef after 210 years. The Yam should split. Everything is fine. Nervos. Then comes Nodav Aviv. And Nodav Aviv is the Charaya that the Eibishter punishes a person for Hedder Kibbutz Avayim, for Machshav. Oyba zo Yosef is also shuldig l'chura for in machshava being poig. Oyba zo. So why do you split the sea? It must be the reason for destructum or right. So it can't be mechiras Yosef is the sea, but v'golos mitzrayim. So it must be mitzad mame edav avram avinu. Oyba zo, you're premature. Go back. Why do you sit? Once Nadav Avihu died, right? So the cheshbon, why lama karasas hayom? So the emes is, if you think about it, fakert. Because the emes is, the Zohar says, the Archaim HaKadosh brings, did Yosef take a sin? No. Because why did Yankov Avinu give the Bechoyra from Reuven, who was the Bechoyr, to Yosef, who's number 11? Hello? So you, I don't know, you could say that he took it away from Reuven for the Maisa Bil. Why did he give it to Yosef? Give it to Shimon? Because Yosef was the Bechoyr in Machshava. He thought he wanted to marry. He's going to produce a Rachel and produce a Yosef. But Baisa became a Leah with a Reuven. But really, a Machshava, it was what? Yosef. Oh, so therefore Yosef Tak, if you go Basar Machshava, then Yosef Taka had the right to be the Bechor, and therefore he had the right to Melech. And Rashi says in Parashas Vayechi, that Vayishtach Yisrael Risham Mito, that even though I'm the father, but he's the king, the Kanshen, Cholken Kovid, the Malchus, so therefore there was nothing wrong. Let's forget. Reuven now sinned. Yes? You hear what's going on here? The whole heritage of Yosef, he didn't do anything wrong because he go basar machshava. Yeah? Did Reuven sin? Really? Not really. Because the Gemara said in Shabbat stuff, hey, whatever it is. Yeah? But why did he get punished? What the bill was machshav. I began somewhere in machshav. That's pshat. That when Yosef goes back, when Reuven goes back to the boer, va'bur reik, right? And he sees Vayela de Nenu, what does he say? Va'ani on ani bo. On ani bo, say Chazal be Maisa Bila. What does Maisa Bila got? Oh! Because if Yosef was Takin Nenish, is the Chariah that said that is with the Shvatim, not with Yosef. Is the Chariah, you don't go Basar Makshav, you go Basar Maisa. You with me? No? Yeah. Right? So therefore, what? When he saw that what there was an einish for Yosef, is I don't care about your machshava, right? So therefore, onani baba ma'isabila. Hold. The Fiza says the Divrei Yoel, the Satmarov in Parsha Shmini. Wait a minute, yeah? When you say the word Tchila, you're referring to what? Machshava. When you say the end, you're referring to Maisa. Soif Maisa, Machshava, Tchila, right? That part where the Gemara said, the Medrash said at the beginning of Tazria, Ocher Vakedem Satani, that if your person is Zoicha, we tell him, you were the first thing, the Reishas of Machshava, the world was created, Bishvah, Tzayir, Bishvah, Yisrael. If you, because you were the first thing in Machshava to be created. If you sin, then we say Yitrish Kadamcha. Because then we go Basar Maisen. Right? Uy Bazoi, Reuven sinned. How did he sin? He sinned the Machshava. Right? Yeah? That's Pshat, that me oilam lechota onai, lechota odam lefonei v'osa tshuva tchilo, that Reuven was posach b'tshuva tchilo. K'machshava. Taka Adam Arishin sin and Kayin sin and they did tshuva. But that tshuva, all the previous cases in Torah of tshuva were the tshuva in action. You ate physically from the Tzadas, you killed your brother, you died. That a person didn't sin b'maisin, only sin b'machshova. And yet the tshuva, that's what? Reuven. Therefore, when they had the stira between Nodav Aviyu, Machshova Yunenish, and Kriyas Yamsuf, that the Eibush should accept that tshuva, not just for Maisa, but also for what? Machshav. Okay. I understand the Loshin, Tchila. Right? In other words, what's the Musar Haskel, Avodas Hashem? Yiddishkeit is concerned not only on action, Taka Maisa Iker, but we also care about your Machshav, we care about your Pneumius, about your heart, the entirety of the person. Oy bazoy, I understand. Because Reuven was pasach but tshuva tchilu, and his tshuva was not only for action, but for machshava about the inside, the interior of the person. Therefore, that would be reckoned the three Ari Mikla. We start off with Reuven. What's the connection? What's one to the other? So that's what the Ozhra of Rebbe brings in Bermesh Amaritikavort. Right? Of all the Taryag mitzvahs that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to chaparain in his last moments, right, is dafka the mitzvah being mavdil the orei miklo. Why dafka this mitzvah? And you see a gevaldig shivas in Parashas Neschan, Oz Yavdil Moshe the Rup. What do you say right afterwards? V'zoyis ha-toyra asher saw Moshe with Nezer. The pasuk when we say, when you pick up the Sefer Torah Bahagba. Why is this a closed sticker in you the whole time? It's one particular mitzvah of. Now he explains based on the right. The Yisoid is the Gemara in Soita Dafnam Tes. The Gemara says, "Lomus Shomer Reitzeach Hashayirzuch Israelu Bivli Duas." What's a Bivli Duas? Ve'in Das Elatir. The fact that a person killed even b'shoigit, where is the shoirish of the chet? A lack. He's a chisoran, there's a pagam in his Torah. Right? And therefore, what do we do with the person who caused death? But the sheirish is what? Bivli das, lack of Torah. We send you to an Eir Miklat. Who's administering, who's running the Eir Miklat? The Levium. What do we know about the Levium? As the Rambam says famously in the end of Shemitah V'Yovel, they're hovdil v'ol Yisrael, they don't work, they don't go to the army, they don't have Hashemun Nachlosam, they're chel Hashberach Hashem Cheloi, right? They're hovdil yoyrum mishpatech liyankim of the Rosal Yisrael. They're involved in Torah. Right? Lefiz, I understand something else. The Ber Moshe says. The Gemara says, Navoy Dezorah Daf Beis, in the beginning, Beis, Nav Gimel, that the osid lovei, there'll be the revelation of truth in the world, right? Tayr, go out. The goyim, the umas oilim will come to the. Everyone knows the Gemara, and the goyim was like, "What? Where? Everything we've done faryidin zvegan. We've made mechatzois. We've made shvokim. We've done so much kesef v'zoever basic, right? And it's all yidin. And they realize when Mashiach comes that the world was created b'shvil atayr b'shvil Yisrael. They want to tap into it, right? So the Eibishter will tell them, Yoimer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Olam Klum Yesh Bachem Magid Zois. Ve'ein Zois Ela Torah. Sh'nemar, the same pasuk, V'Zois HaTorah Shasam Moshe. What's the difference? Ba'ayid, what's the Yid and the Goyim? Ba'ayid, the Torah is his life. Right? The Gemara says in Soita, Zois HaTorah is Zois is a miyuta. Zois Filei Acheres, says Rashi. That means a Yid's life at the end of the day is Torah. So he has more learned, more from, less from. Aber the Rambam says the pnimius of every Yid is Ritzein Elas Ritzein Mogi. Right? The Rabbi Yitzchak Vurker used to say in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi David Lelever, right? Even the baker who sits up a whole night making bagels is Alfa Yidin Zvekt. I nem der Geld. The gelt is bechitzonis. Aber the pnimius of a yid, what really deep down, subconsciously even, motivates him is to do the Rosh Hashem. Masha Enkin, what is the pnimius of the goyim? Everything you do is bishvil. Yidin said, Nasav in Nishma, the Meshubit, the Chomahusam, to the Ebishter. Even if bechitzonis, consciously, they think they're doing it for money, for covet, for whatever, the pnimius is good. But a goy is pufakir. And Haraya, the Ebishter gives us one mitzvah. The goyim say, you want. Not fair, you didn't give us kfiyah and harsinai. Okay, I'll give you one mitzvah. Mitzvah kaliyeshli v'sukashmo. And the Eibishter will be take out the chama of Tkufas Tammuz, right? And all these goyim who built their elaborate sukkahs, right? They're going to be buyit in the sukkah and they will live. In fact, the Gemara, I, there's a din, Rav said, I'm a star, put them in a sukkah. But Eden aren't buyit. They don't kick the sukkah when they leave. Is the fakert? There's a beautiful kedushas yontif from the Baba Rebbe. It's a meridik word. It says, "Oz yoyim ruba goyim higdo Hashem lasus beil." The goyim will claim the akros ayomim when b'shuv Hashem es shvuseinu. Right? They have favorites, nepotism. The Eibishter is playing favorites for the Eden. Higdo Hashem las. So what will Knesset Israel answer? Higdo Hashem lasus imonu. Why? Because ayinu smicha. Because we celebrate Sukkot. Where there's a chag of simcha, unbridled simcha, and by sukkah you see the havdalah between Bnei Yisrael and Mizraelim. And even if chas v'shalom it rains, right? First of all, tzaddikim sit in sukkah in the rain; they have a greater tainug. of sitting in the sukkah than they have of whatever. That's the whole shmuz in itself. And even those who leave, they leave bach. No, the rabbi yishofach. It's a goy gives a kick. Is the charaya be'etzem? He's not shaykh. Therefore, the Kedushasim says a taitim. The word ketzes in the Valturim says in Mishpatim is found three times. Yes. Kitzeis Moshe es ha'oil, kitzeis ha'avav, kitzeis Hashem es v'gurasei, v'leiseitzei, kitzeis ha'avod. Even when Moshe leave, which referred to Knesset Yisrael, has to leave the sukkah to go back home into the oil. Aber v'ha'avav, those who really love the Eibishter, when kitzeis Hashem es v'gurasei, leiteitzei kitzeis ha'avodim. Goyim are called avodim. And the Gemara says the rule is, Eved, Avda, Befkeirin Ichale. He'd rather be at home watching television. He could get out of it, gives it a kick, aris. Ayid is bonim Lashem Nekeh, who has the shtuyah goes to do a mitzvah. That's his etzem, right? The fiza, I understand, the Gemara therefore says, when they cross the yard, they mizrach Hashemesh. So Chazal say, this is we just quoted, Zorach Shemesh Lerotzchim, says Rashi, Hochin Lahem Chayusam. You have to give them their lives. Whether a person without Torah is connected to the first Maimar Chazal. Rav Shagol, a person without Torah is Hesdish Leb. Right? And therefore Chazal say, Pnei Moshe, Kipnei Chama. Why can they Chama? Because the Gemara says in Shabbos, my Yisrin La'odam, B'chol Asher Yamoil, Tachas HaShemesh, that Tavka Tachas HaShemesh is no Yisrin, Ober L'maylem and HaShemesh, Yana from Torah. So who is Moshe? He's a chama, a shy. He radiates Torah. His mitzvah is Torah. Torah is Moshe, and therefore that's the schus of Kol Yisrael. Every time the Ogre goes barichas and flow in two places, that's why when Aaron Hakoyin goes into the Holy of Holies, bezois yave Aaron al Hakodesh. So Chazal bring as in the pasuk in Tokem alay mulchomah the samach mem. There's a whole kitruk etc. Bezois ani b'teach, the zois of bezois yave aron al kodesh is zois atoyra shesamoshu. This chus of toyra. By the way, it says in Sforim lohoyer that Rish Chodesh Menachem Ov is bechuvin kileged Yom Kippur, and the rest of the days is Sukkis until you come to. I said this many times in the past, until you come to Tisha B'Av, which when the Yom Kippur is Hapich, is Keneged Shmini Atzer, as we've discussed many times. Now, the fees there, I understand the connection between the first two Maimori Chazal. Now let's go to the third Maimori Chazal. You see how it all connects. Moish, the Gemara says on Moishe, the fact that he's an Eivar Yarden, and yet he separated these three cities, is the guy is an Uyiv Kesef, Lo Yisbek. Says the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah is one of these Rambam a mavul dikarai half of a fail. He says on the Mishnah Ben Azai have a rotzke mitzvah kalaki b'chamur. By the way, who is Ben Azai? The one with nafshi choshka b'tayir. Remember the story how in Shabbos Ben Azai learned shitas Rabbi Yechon b'halach omadami. So Rabbi Eger on the side asked the kasha, so how could you could only be chayev for maver dalar amis if b'koyfitz, if you jump dalar amis at a time. So when Rabbi Leibel Eger became a Kosker Chosid, so he met the Zeder of Rabbi Eger. Rabbi Eger's Metzayan on the sides. Oy bazoy, what's the Gezeder of the Rabba? Yontos, Rosh Chaz B'Shabbos, Mishrev Degel of Medina. Right, why not? Shem Yavirenu Dalet Amis, V'chein B'Lulu, V'chein B'Megillah. The idea of being Koifet, jumping 6 feet at a time, is Al-Khura Milsad L'Shichah. So you're telling me that according to Ben Azai, Chazal were what? Goyzer for a disaster. So Rabbi Eger told the Zayir Rabbi Eger, and now I became a kachosid. Now I understand. So a mitzvah daf min loifin. But Azai nafshi choshka b'teira, they have a rotz le mitzvah kalda kevachamur. Are you with me? Yeah. Says the Rambam a raya that Moshe Rabbeinu was mafrish gimel the three cities or mikut. Was he fulfilling the mitzvah? Only half a mitzvah because he did three more, and it's not operative at all. Nevertheless, he says, Mitzvah Bali Alekhemen. Says the Rambam, if Madach Moshe Rabbeinu, who's a Shlemus, Shebe Shlemus, right? Who was Masik Hamitius, he pushed himself to do a mitzvah, even if he's not Mekayim the mitzvah. Hello. Nevertheless, he has a Chaparain, then Anoshim Kerkeinu, how much we have to be Rots. Now, what I really want to talk about today was a whole Shakotai and Achorin, I think I've discussed it once. There's a whole major machlokes. On one side, there's many, thousands of marochim and marochim. Rav Avadya Yosef in his Chazon Avadya, 75 pages on this. Everyone knows Chos Yishir, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, Chos Yishir, Asur, Menotir. Is there a mitzvah to do, a Ktas mitzvah to do a Chos Yishir mitzvah? A person, Achman Al-Tan, only has, he's in a bunker and hiding from the Nazis, and he has half a Kazayas mitzvah. He's a choyle, and the doctor said, you cannot possibly eat a full Kazayas. Skonot the first. Goes to Rav, Beshum Ha'ifinot. But he could eat half a Kazayas. Is there a Ktas mitzvah to do half a mitzvah? There is. Tushvus Yankiv, famous Shvus Yankiv, Mishlo Melech and others hold beferish that. There's no mitzvah. Half a mitzvah is garnished. The Shagas Ari and Simon Kuf, there's a whole machloek, it's how the Shagas Ari passed. On the other hand, the Idukh, there's a Chidor in Birki Yosef and Pesach, in various places in Sifrei Chidor, where he says, Merubah me, the Toivah me, the Peronoth, if Chati Shir also men HaToyra, then Chati Mitzvah, that's Tikkul Mitzvah. So holds the Merit Al-Ghazi and the Mesech Tabachar, it's like, answered, Merach, Merach, Merach. I can't go through the time. You want to find it? Look, everything in Chazon Avad is 75 pages. It'll keep you busy for a while. Right? Some bring a riot. Moshe Rabbeinu had to get the divided three Arim Miklat. It's not effective until it's Mamash HaChotz Yishir and HaMitzvah. Hello? Is the Charaya HaChotz Yishir and HaMitzvah? To which everyone asked, Fakert, they became a new sefer that told us that Rechaim Kreisberg. No. The reason why a chotzi shir achveis chazer is osur because chotzi is tarufi. So the shir and kamas of the echos of the chotzi gazayis is mash enki here. Is it chotzi is tarufi from Moshe Rabbeinu? I divided the three Mikkel and Eivar Yarden. Can I divide the other three? How could it be chazer? The Eivish just swore you can't go in. If it's not chazer tarufi, there's no mitzvah whatsoever. Hello. May Iduch, I have no time to the Chikri Lev in the back of your day, Achelik Alev, the whole Kuntras, and he's Choyz, and he says, Faker, I can argue, Pum Faket. Meil, I'm only eating a Chotzi Kizayis, Sigornish. If I don't eat the other Chotzi, Sigornish. Mashenkin here, when Yehoshua will cross the Yarding and be Mafresh the other three Ayoris, then the Mafrey, you could say, Moshe Rabbeinu did have, maybe that is a mitzvah. To which others say, if I care, maybe dafka by me the dachilo, it helped because the whole svara that the mitzvah in Chotzi Shir is only l'shitas harom that wachilo b'toyer is b'kol shu, and that has to be a shir is only alakom shvistina, which is mafkin dekra. But there's some action that the verb is done in a kol shu. Masha ein kain, when it's not lachilo, like the famous Oinig Yontov deals with, if you don't have five sloim to give to the kohen of the binyan bench, should you give half? No, maybe we could tumble that. But even if you hold, there's the Meirut Tikkur of Moshe Feinstein. Wow. It's so nutzbar for me and holy. I can't tell you, I'm dealing with people in the wider community. Moshe says a gewaltige chiddush in Dorash Moshe. Please, Akadur. In Parsh Balois. Remember the people with Tamei Lenefesh, they came to Moshe, Laman Igor. What did they gewalt? What did they want from Moshe? What was their chayim? Before the Ebers Mechadish in Dudin of Pesach Shein. So Rashi says, they asked, let the Kehanim who were to hire him bring up a korban. And let them eat. So Rav Moshe says, just to bring up a makir of a korban for Tameim, it's awesome. Elamai, you want to have a korban b'shutfus, and they'll like sort of eat on behalf of us. Are they yaitza? Not at all. But together. So what did they want? Wasn't the gewalt? Were they bothering Moshe? What was the halva mina? Says Rav Moshe, gewaltige chiddush haflo v'felt. Even if you can't do a mitzvah properly, Mitzara Havas HaMitzvahs. You should do something, even if it's symbolic, to do it. There's not a cheshmish like Tishkach Teiras HaMitzvah, like the others, Tainu Gabi, Chotzi Gezayis. But you should not separate yourself from Kal Yisrael from the Mitzvahs Hashem. Or Raya, says Rav Moshe. All of Kal Yisrael had to give through Mitzvah Ma'isrus, yeah. Every Jew in the world could find a get out, he could bring it there, Chatzeres V'Karfifis. And yet the Eibishter relied on Klal Yisrael, our people who love the Eibishter, on the Chavah v'samitzvahs, and he took away a Nachla from Levim, being Seimich on the Trumas and Maizris, because he knew the Rotzen of a Yid, not for Tzadikim, not for Chassidim, for every ordinary simple Jew in the pew, is to do the Rotzen Hashem. Is the Charaya, says Rav Moshe, that if a person is ill, doctors, you can't go out in the cold, build a sukkah, have a sukkah built in your house nonetheless. I, the Tzutzuf garnished, eat your chot. Do what you could do. And a charaya from the Ari Miklat of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yet a amazing chiddush. The vort is, I have no time to elaborate, but there's a vort, the Iker Yir Shemayim, Rosh Hashanah Shvadron, brings the Shari Tshuva from Rabbeinu Yonah. The Iker, the Marbe in Yiras Shamayim, is that a Jew doesn't try to find get-out clauses, even if it's Alpi Shulchan Aruch or some whatever. You know, you're davening here, and the next minute they hear they're saying Tachlon, the next minute they're not saying Tachlon, so you'll all of a sudden make yourself a bit scarce in the Chodesh Shatz, so you won't have to say Tachlon. It's like a Yisrael Chochum. So you're 14, 2.5 seconds. And the Iker test of a Yiras Shamayim is a person who doesn't try to use the get-out clause. He says, Abu, that's kind of Abiros, Mr. Kalach Hamura. Shem mitzvah goyreres mitzvah. What kind of mitzvah goyreres mitzvah? You say it 1,000 times in the mission. One mitzvah brings up. Goyreres miloshen goyrer achilu, to be goyrer taiva. It gives you an appetite. A person who does one mitzvah, oyev mitzvah, oyev kasef, he says, I'm going with this. I'm going to take a story. There was a big gun in Tzadde called Hill Fried. If you know the history of the Voloshin Yeshiva, he was a Yeshiva, the whole business. And later he became the Rav in Harodna, a city in Litton. He was a big guy. He was the Edim from Chaim Volozhin. Okay, you can imagine. And he was the Rav of the city. And one day, this story was told by Issa Zalman Meltz, the Rav in Slutsk, later in Chaim. He told him a story. One day, a Psachsidish Rebbe, I don't know who it is, Poyel Yeshua, Zabal Moifiz, Shmai Halakhofonov, Mamish, Kaddish Vitar, came to town. Everyone ran and told him stories about. So Rabbi Hilfried wanted to go into this Rebbe. It's like a bit, politically it was like the Rav from a non-Chassidic camp, it's like Edim Chaim Volozhin, Talmud of the Gra. So he went in the late at night, like at a time where people aren't, whatever, in the streets so much, and he went in, but he went in incognito, so he shouldn't know who he is. Anonymous guy comes in, old man, beard, everyone has beards in those days. So he comes in, the Rebbe asks him, how can I help you? He says, ach, bin ich zufrieden, I'm not happy with my level of Yerushalayim. My Yerushalayim, my Seder Yeh. So this Rebbe, whoever this Rebbe is, says, I can only help you if you tell me what is your Seder Yeh. So Rabbi Hilfried tells him, you know, I'm a Chabad Altiyichin. You know, Jews here, I'm sure, of a certain age will know. You go to sleep at night, you sleep an hour, two, three. After a while, you can't shlofen. You can see it, right? Can't shlofen. So what are you going to do? Sit there like a glump? They know television does this. So I say, I get up, I say some tillim, and I learn. What do you do? I wait till Chachas. I go to shul, I put on tillim, 1,000 tillim, a daven. And after davening, there's Yidin in the shul, you know, I'm Chayidin. I learn with them, Mishnais. I'm fine. And nachdem, you know, Yidin come, they're suchsuchim in business, the people come, I'm an old man, I'm a, you know, I've been around the block, as they say, you know, I'm a lumid, been a sionist. People come, that's advice, business partners, whatever, I tell people. And then I go home for lunch, and I'm out to Yid, so after lunch, I have to chadrem l'asho, because I didn't sleep all night, right? And nachdem, I sit and learn a bit, and I go to shul again, I give a little shir, then yankiv, then chumayriv, and then what does he do? He goes home for supper, and he learns some more, until he drembles, he falls asleep, and the choyzech a little. That's how my day goes. So this Rebbe, whoever this Rebbe is, says, Shulam Aleichem Arad Nerov. He says, what you're telling me about your day, he read through the holy, transparently through what's going on here. And he says, Ichzei taka, your davening is erlich, and your learning is erlich. Or after, as a erlich davening, and after, you want to be zufrieden, a mitzvah is goyreres mitzvah. It makes a person thirsty to go higher, not to be satisfied. And that's what we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, Mifchar Min Anushi, Adar Nevi'im. If I can't do everything, in dealing with people, one of the greatest nesyonis and menias in this generation, in America we have an expression, the best should never be the enemy of the good. People have a dama halach mashav. Either I'm a tzaddik as a doilu, or I'm nish forget about, not for me. The emes is even if a person, achmonu l'san is nichshul, you have a juicy piece of gossip. Or someone said, I hate to share it with someone, what else do you do with it? Right? Everyone's dying to hear it. And I'm going to say it, I'm going to be nichshu. But a chaltzich ein a porsho. I'm a yankel, I didn't tell him. And Beryl, sof kol sof, Shmir say nay. Sof kol sof, aber he was, few times before he was nichshu, he was oitzim ein emir Yisrael. Whatever the issue may be, every time a person is koyfi yitzri, even if at the end he falls, but every time your person haltzich ein, whatever it is, he's goyim the eibish that give val anachas ruach that ein l'shayr. Valachas kama v'kama and asay toiv in a mitzvah. Right? And that's what we learn from this parasha. Every the ikar by yid is the she'ifa, the yishtegikus, to grow, to go higher, to go better. And the same thing is gula, the third base amigdosh, b'seich libi, esh mishkan evne. From the yishtegikus of David HaMelech to the hachonah, even though he didn't finish it, David Amel, the Ritval says this on the Gemara Makkos. He did what he could to do to be making the Yesoidus for the Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo built it. It's called Mikdash Dovid. Right? And the same thing, you ask yourself, the 3 weeks, everyone's Mishtoikik for Geula, for Mashiach, whatever. You ask, the Chavetz Chaim didn't bring Mashiach, and the Yismach Moshe didn't bring Mashiach, and all the Gedolim who, you and I, maybe first of all, we're Kananas Eimer Al Gabe Anak, maybe we're the final straw, maybe the Ebershah's Machshiv also are so weak and Shvach. Never underestimate the power of every small Hiralev, every small, this Eirus, the wave of consequence flows from every Maas and Toiv that we do. Right. Thank you.